It is May 15th, Sunday, halfway through the month already. Didn't quite get it done yesterday in the bets, but so close. Split the baseball games 2-2, split the parlays 1-1, but the bigger one is the one that won, and both of them were plus money, so that works. Hockey had the right idea in 2 out of 3 games, did not have the right bets. Had Edmonton as 1 of the 3, which is no surprise. They did win, but I needed some goals to be scored. We needed, if you bet with me. Didn't work. It happens. So, very slight losing day, but we're on the right side of that. So, I think it's encouraging. All right, let's jump into these bets. I like Phoenix in the NBA. Yeah, I have an NBA game. However, I don't trust that point spread in a game 7. I'll take Phoenix to win. I have it as low as minus 270. I'm not paying that. I'm going to put that in a parlay. But boy, that's tempting. It really is tempting to take that. Because money's money. Win is a win. But that's a lot of risk. And I don't remember ever paying minus 270. I'm sure I did at some point very early in my betting career. And probably regretted it. It's probably why. But what I will take is the Suns team total over 105.5. When the Suns are playing at home, they score in period, but in this series, 6 games played, 3 of them each home and away. They've been in the 120s the first 2 games. The third game, 110. This is 7th game, so there's some risk. But that's the best bet I see in the NBA today. I wanted to take this game total over, but it doesn't seem to have as much value as the Suns team total because, well, for example, the last time I bet on this, which is, as you know, if you've been following, I lost my last 2 games. I had Philly and Miami over. I had Dallas and Phoenix over. Didn't work out in either case. And then we had a streak of, 10 or 12 games, 11, I think, of leans, meaning not official plays at all won. And then finally a lean loss, and then I got back in on the actual betting and lost both of them. So who knows? But anyway, yeah, I had the Phoenix-Dallas game to go over the total. Dallas didn't get it done. Phoenix did. They had 110. So anyway, Phoenix over 105.5. Enough said. Now, baseball. Seattle Mariners, plus 120. The Chicago White Sox, I do like them at plus 100, but not enough to play. I like the under 8, but not enough to play. What I do like, this is Kopech and Cortez going head-to-head. Their numbers aren't going to be this good by the end of the year, but they're good now, and I don't think it ends today. I'm going to take the White Sox plus 2.5, paired up with under 10.5 in the same game parlay at minus 120. That has significant more value than Chicago by itself or the under by itself. You got a two-goal and a two-run cushion. And I believe it's the right side in both cases, obviously. I think the White Sox are the lean, and I think the under's the lean. But give me those two runs for the total on the side, and I'll take it. All right, final game in baseball, Dodgers and Philly. There's no listed pitcher for the Dodgers yet. It looks like it's probably going to be a not quite ready for major league pitcher. Could still be a bullpen game. It probably will be a bullpen game for the most part anyway. But I can't pay the chalk on the Dodgers. I found it as low as minus 135, and that was extremely tempting, but I'm not doing it. What I will take is the Dodgers team total. I know we haven't had a lot of these team totals, but these seem to be the values today for me. I have always looked at those, but I looked a little deeper the last couple days, and these seem to be the value. Dodgers over 4.5 by themselves, team total 4.5. Over plus 100. You can get it at 3.5, but you pay a little chalk on that. I wouldn't recommend it. I do think the Dodgers are at 5.02 in my numbers, but I think the eyeball tells me it's a lot likelier to go over that than under that. It's Aaron Nola for the Phillies. He hasn't been historically been pretty good. He's not quite on par yet. Of course, this could be the day he gets it locked down. I don't think so, though. The Dodgers have lost 4 games in a row, 3 of which to the Phillies. They're going to be fired up. This is not a good time to bet the Dodgers under. It's not. All right, so we go over to NHL. This is a tricky one. Rangers and Pittsburgh. Penguins. Here I'm still on baseball. Rangers and Penguins. I'm going to take the Rangers at minus 140 for half a unit. I'm going to take the Rangers and over 3.5 as a parlay for another half unit. This is tricky, though. Tristan Jarry, their number one goaltender, has been out for quite a while, since April. And he skated yesterday. It doesn't mean he's going to play. And if he does, you'd think he's rusty. Also, Sidney Crosby, who missed last game, is skated yesterday as well. Now, he's on concussion protocol. You can't beat the doctors if the medical team says he's got a concussion. I don't think you can fool that. He's going to want to play, absolutely. Doctors might not let him play. So we don't know. That's a motivational thing just for the team to see him out there. But having hope and then not having him play doesn't necessarily help you out. Does it psych out the Rangers? Listen, it's game seven. Who cares? They want to play. They're at home. They have the better goalie by far. I mean, I've underestimated Louis Domingue for Pittsburgh. That being said, he has the worst save percentage of all postseason goalies, because he should. He's a third stringer. However, Shesterkin of the Rangers has the second worst postseason goals against average. Not goals against average. Actually, that might be true. I'm talking about save percentage. But if you look at the season as a whole, Shesterkin's been the best goalie in the entire league for the year. He just hasn't quite getting it done. But when it comes to a game seven, you're looking at a third stringer. He's not a young kid. He's, I think, 31 or something like that, Domingue. But Shesterkin, you got to go with him at home. He's in his own net, on his own ice, his own fans. He's been a stud all season. And you're only paying minus 140. Maybe part of that's because they're factoring in Crosby and Jarry back. So if they don't play, that number's only going to go higher, if that's the case. So I'm taking the Rangers. It's not a lock, but I give them probably, let's call it a 60% chance to win. And they're favored at minus 140. Well, minus 150 is true odds for that. So certainly the better bet, you would then say, would be the Rangers in over 3.5 at minus 110. So anyway, maybe I'm feeling a little burned by the Edmonton game yesterday. Otherwise, it'd probably all be the Rangers in over 3.5 at minus 110 rather than paying minus 140 for anything, because the Rangers are probably scoring 4 goals by themselves. This seems like a 4-3 game. I don't feel like enough to take the over because it is a 7th game, so I can't really do that, but 4 goals seems pretty doable. We move on to Dallas and Calgary. I'm going to cobble together 5 different bets on this, but it's not going to be a ton of money, so rest assured, no. I'm taking a half unit on the first period of this game under 1.5. I'm taking a half unit on this entire game under 5.5. Both of them have delayed some chalk, but they're logical. The average score, actually, you know what? Let me give you the total score. The score of the 3 games played in Calgary is Calgary 4, Dallas 3. Yeah, that's the total score for 3 full games. But yeah, that's the score of one game. It's been Calgary 1.33 and Dallas 1 for the average for each of the games. Dallas has scored 12 goals over 6 full games, home and away, and Calgary has scored 12 goals in 6 games. The entire score, the average is 2-2. That's the average score of all 6 games, 2-2. Yeah, I'll take the under for the first period. I'll take the under for the game. Now, only one of these games has been decided by 1 goal. Only 1 out of 6. I'm going to take Calgary on the puck line, plus 130. For a quarter of a unit. I'll take them on the regulation line at minus 125 for a quarter of a unit. I'll take the other half unit on Calgary to win full game, overtime if necessary, and under 6.5. Obviously, the overtime thing doesn't quite fit with the under 6.5. So if you want to pay some extra, actually, come to think of it, you couldn't get 7.5. That's why. I have to correct myself. I was wanting 7.5 just in case of a high scoring game. But 6.5 is the highest number allowed or offered, which makes sense. And so plus 110. Obviously, again, what I was getting to is overtime doesn't help you, because overtime 3-3, well, that's going to be 7. So the only overtime helps you is 2-2, 5. But that's not the only reason why you play this. As I said, these games have been decided by 2. Matter of fact, there's been 2 4-2 games. So that's what I'm looking at here. And we've got a little extra cushion with the puck line bet in there, regulation bet. There's a lot of different ways to get this bet home. But again, only 1 unit total on that. Yes, the Calgary and under 6.5 seems like the most logical play because I really love under 6.5. I don't know how you get to 7 very easily in this game, given how they played, is what I'm saying. And the 7th game being tight. And I certainly do like Calgary, even especially having the option of going to overtime if needed. But again, I just don't want to give up profit by trying to take the safest possible pick. Because the safest possible pick yesterday didn't work. I didn't want to lay -200+ on Edmonton. And that's exactly what I should have done. Now, I did mention yesterday that if you couldn't do same game parlays, the different options, you had Edmonton money line, Edmonton regulation line, and Edmonton puck line. And I did say the best bet, the best value was Edmonton puck line. And sure enough, that's what won. I wasn't fortunate enough to take that advice because I did find that the same game parlay was better value, and I only offer that because I know that not everyone wants to use DraftKings for their same game hockey parlays. All right, that's it for those. Now the parlay feature. I will take Calgary to win and the Phoenix Suns to win. I've got it at +109. You're probably not going to get that. More of an obscure book that I have that at. You're going to get -102, -103 probably, which is still a great play. That's the pizza parlay, 2 legs. The 3 legger, the beer parlay, is those 2 teams, Calgary and Phoenix. And we're going to mix up with the Rangers at over 2.5 goals. So this is a newer bet I haven't mentioned in hockey. It's not a new bet. I didn't mention it today. It's +182. And you just need the Rangers to score 3 or more goals. Now that bet as a standalone has value, but it's in the 200 range again. And I don't like to play those, as I've mentioned 100 times. And you probably don't either. But a win is a win. I will tell you, I'm going to look very, very seriously after this podcast at that team total and whether I want to risk whatever the price has gone up to by the time this is all done. It was -210, I believe, at the time. So we'll see what it's moving up to. It's going to move up. I have almost no doubt about that. Again, although it could rely on whether Tristan Jarry is back in net. So there might be some play time there on that. But again, regardless of who's in there, even if Jarry starts, I'm sorry, you have to be rusty. You just now skated. He hasn't been practicing with the team, taking live shots to speak of. So even if he has, it's not, even if he's played a little bit of that I'm not aware of, I should say, that's not going to give him enough live game action. There's no live game action for him to get the rust off. I don't care how many cans of WD-40 you have. That's not going to work. They're going to go, I really believe, with Louis Domingue. And again, he's surprised me. I thought he'd get lit up. His season totals were disgusting. But, I mean, it's not like he's 19 years old. He's 30, 31, something like that. Again, he does have the worst save percentage in the playoffs of all the teams that are in the playoffs, including the ones that have been already eliminated. He is for anybody that played more than a couple minutes, he's not the guy you want. So there it is. Rangers over 2.5 for the 3rd leg in that. Best of luck, everyone.